The entire nation is still in a state of shock as Vincentians try to come to grips with a tragic accident which has claimed the lives of at least 7 persons. The 7 were among about 20 traveling aboard a passenger van which was on its way to Kingstown from Fancy in the north of the island this morning. The van is reported to have turned over and plunged into the sea in an area called Rock Gutter. The passengers included a number of school children, many of whom were traveling to the North Union and Georgetown Secondary Schools. The police, Coast Guard and medical officials were on the scene early this morning to search for possible survivors and to provide medical attention to the affected persons. However, the rescue efforts were hampered by very rough waters in the area. Addressing the nation on radio this morning, Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves announced that the ceremonial opening of Parliament, which was scheduled to take place this afternoon, has been postponed until tomorrow. However, speaking from the scene of the accident later in the morning, the Prime Minister said this was a tentative arrangement.
As you know, the Parliament was to meet this afternoon, 4 o'clock into the evening, for the Governor General to deliver his throne speech and for me to deliver my budget address for 2015. Parliament has been postponed tentatively to tomorrow. I don't know whether we are going to get to it tomorrow. We have to make the assessment certainly by tomorrow morning. On this matter, I've been in touch with the Governor General, the Speaker, the Leader of the Opposition, and we have decided that we will certainly postpone from today to tomorrow at 4 o'clock tentatively, because this is a matter which we have to all address. And the truth is this. I don't know how many persons are in the mood, in the spirit, to do other than to address their minds to this tragedy.
Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves and the parliamentary representative for the area, Montgomery Daniel, was also on the scene to give an update on the situation.
I would have been coordinating with the police. And at the moment, I'm told that some 10 people would have been recorded moving from here alive, but two subsequently would have succumbed to their injuries. And so, while they would have accounted for 10 persons living, and you would have had 5 persons fished out of the water, there is still some 5 or 6 or so bodies still remaining in the water. And so, I'm sure that the police will still continue their search to ensure that these bodies are found today. The families are very distraught at this time.
Parliamentary representative for the North Windward area, Montgomery Daniel. Meanwhile, councillors were called out by the Ministry of Education to provide support to the affected families who are still in shock after learning of this morning's tragedy. I'm Leslie DeBeek reporting from NBC Radio for OECS Newslink.